18 weeks. That's how long the song has topped the charts. Oh, you know the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
Lil Nas X is still riding the top spot on the Billboard Hot 100. So to explore the phenomena that is Old Town Road, I spoke with Billboard's senior director of charts, Keith Caulfield. We've seen remixes do well before. Despacito crossed over and topped the charts after Justin Bieber was brought onto the track. But what has made Old Town Road's many remixes have such stay power? I feel like this song in particular has had the most remixes I've ever heard.
So he started off with a track that was just a little under 2 minutes. That was just him solo. And then Billy Ray Cyrus hopped on the track after Lil Nas X made an appeal to Billy Ray on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
But he also had a remix with Diplo. And then more recently, Lil Nas X issued two more new remixes, one with Young Thug, the rapper, and Mason Ramsey, the kid that everyone knows from, you know, becoming viral through yodeling. And then he had another remix after that that came out with RM of the K-pop group BTS.
I got the homies in my back. Have you heard of that? Homies made still.
So yes, there have been three or four different official remixes in addition to the original version, but that is not necessarily a record. This happens often, but we're noticing it more with Lil Nas X because of how big the song is.
Does Lil Nas X's social media have anything to do with the song's success?
Yeah, I mean, the track started off as a very socially shareable track, and it certainly helps when you have someone like Lil Nas X who is really great at social media and really great at making funny memes and really kind of like hitting that sweet spot where he's very entertaining, he's very funny, he's cheeky, and that's, you know, really smart. He's like really great at marketing. At the core of it though, if the song, you know, wasn't embraced by people and people didn't like the song, you know, being great at Twitter will only get you so far. You can market the heck out of a song that no one likes, and that's not really going to help you. I think at the end of the day, people really have to like the song for it to be a success.
Old Town Road was originally taken off of Billboard's country charts. In retrospect, do you think that was a mistake?
Well, you know, it wasn't an easy decision at the time to make, and we recognize why the song, you know, could be considered country. We felt it was borderline and ultimately decided on not including the track on the Hot Country Songs chart. And at the end of the day, it really didn't actually hurt the track because here we are talking about it. You know, ultimately, it turned out fine, I guess.
Is its success changing at all how Billboard approaches what song fits what genre?
You know, in 2019, it's really hard to, you know, kind of determine genre sometimes because there is so much cross-pollination between artists of various genres working together that maybe would have never worked together before. I mean, you know, just a year or so ago, we saw Ed Sheeran working with Andrea Bocelli. And a lot of that has to do with success on streaming services where people are kind of absorbing music and consuming music in different ways. It's a really interesting time right now to kind of, you know, find a way to sort of classify and categorize genre.
With all of those streaming platforms, like you mentioned, and just the sheer amount of music available at our fingertips nowadays, why are we seeing longer runs at number one? It feels counterintuitive.
You know, some tracks have a quick ascent up the charts because they have sort of mass saturation from the beginning. And then some songs may migrate over to radio, you know, a month or two or 3 months later and finally become sort of saturated at radio. But sometimes songs kind of peak at the same time across, you know, all the different metrics, streaming and airplay and sales. And that's kind of what, you know, Old Town Road did.
Can I ask for your personal prediction here? How much longer do you think Old Town Road can hold the top spot?
Oh, boy. You know, there have been a number of songs that I think people thought would have a chance of knocking it off. I mean, he kept so many songs at number two that were by superstars that by any other normal measure would normally be number one. A couple Taylor Swift tracks, a couple Shawn Mendes songs, a Justin Bieber, Ed Sheeran collaboration, things that people would have naturally expected to like debut at number one and then didn't. So I think what's going to happen is you're going to have a superstar drop a single and have it come out at the same time as when Old Town is actually declining a little bit. I feel like that's going to happen in the next few weeks, but then again, I don't know, check back with me in a week. Anything can happen.
That was Billboard's Senior Director of Charts, Keith Caulfield. You can find more Old Town Road and other music news at WPLN.org. Ain't nobody